Hey, it's Marilyn. I'm in the GAN room of the Gawler Community Art Gallery, where an exhibition from the Smithfield Mental Health Carers Group has just been opened. I have with me Elaine Booth, a peer support worker, artists Yvonne, Donna, and Brenda, Maria, a poet, and Melissa, an art therapist who launched the exhibition. Melissa, can you tell us how this exhibition came into being?
To my knowledge, it was involving carers who painted and also wrote poetry and worked together to form an exhibition. Is that right?
Yeah. It was more for relief to get rid of the stress that you're under. You can go into your own little world while you're painting or doing your poetry. It's me time.
This is Donna, and Donna, you are a carer of your daughter
That's
and her
correct.
children.
Yep, five children.
And you find this very, very helpful and useful, as you've just explained.
I also had a little mini stroke, so well, you've got to care for a million people. It's gonna happen. Eventually, you cave in, but it was also to try and get my brain more active and to strengthen my hand and my arm. So it was a combination of the two.
You have been painting for how long, Donna, now?
2 years.
Because you've got quite a collection.
I know, because I go into my world, so it's like every time I need to have me time, I start painting and get involved and don't stop.
Did you think when you started doing this painting, and you too, Michelle, when you started this workshop with these ladies, you didn't do the workshop?
No, I was just asked to come and open up the exhibition.
But
So
that's
that's why I was a bit vague at the start when you asked me. But I work for
But
United
that's a good
Communities.
idea. We could do that.
I work for United Communities,
Yes.
and Elaine, I think, was involved in the actual idea of coordinating the exhibition and came up with the idea. Is that right?
Yeah. I think out of a lot of our carers, so I'm a peer support worker for carers, so I've had a lived experience for caring for somebody with a mental illness for a long time. A lot of the common ground, if you like, people sort of like to dabble in a little bit of art or poetry or something, but it actually doesn't, nobody else gets to see it. And I just thought it would be really nice to have people the opportunity that they can actually exhibit their art and maybe luckily along the way might sell some stuff, and that would be great.
What was everybody's thoughts when Elaine suggested that you exhibit your work? What did you think of Donna?
I was all for it because you lose your identity when you're a carer, and if we sold something, it means more to us than it does to anyone, honestly, because it almost gives us back our identity, our worth. You lose your worth, you really do.
That sort of, I can understand that, but really, to me, you guys are heroes. I don't see. I can sort of understand that you do because you're sort of locked into your home.
Because you don't matter. What matters is who you're caring for. That's your job. Whether you get paid a carer's payment or not, because I don't get paid, I have no income now. My painting is my income. Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. The fact is, you are the carer for that person and five of her children, and that's all that matters. You go last.
Marie is not a painter, she's the lone poet in the room. So I'm pleased because I like poetry too. Marie, how long have you been writing poetry?
Oh, off and on since I was a teenager, I've written poetry, yeah.
Were you invited to be part of the art group, but you decided to write poetry?
Well, Elaine just said that they were going to have an art exhibition, and would I like to put a couple of my poems in? And I sort of said, "Oh, not sure if the poetry really belongs there," but Elaine encouraged me. And so that's how I came to put a couple of my poems into the exhibition.
Well, your poems are beautifully presented. I wondered too how a poem fitted into an art exhibition as well. But it does beautifully because they're on the you've got a very beautiful background of sort of pale colours, and in black print there's your poem on it. Whose idea was that?
That was my idea. I thought it would be easier for people to read them if they were presented like that.
Yeah, that was a brilliant idea. So, and you got the photographs, are they? From where?
No, it's just paper that you can pick up, packs of of paper from like Cheap as Chips or somewhere.
Oh, really?
And I chose two designs
that I want some.
That I thought were suitable as backgrounds.
Yeah. I've never thought of that, but it's a wonderful way to display your poetry. I did read a little bit while I was in the room, which we're in now. Yes. And
the famous Gan.
The famous Gan, yeah. Yeah. That you've been involved in writing for a while, and as you said, and you've been used in anthologies. Which anthologies were they?
Well, when I was in Whyalla, our writers group produced a number of anthologies. So I had poems and short stories in those anthologies, and also there have been a couple of other publications that I've submitted poetry to and had my poems included.
Okay, thanks very much. And Yvonne is an artist also. Yvonne, is this the first time you've exhibited?
No, I have exhibited before. Only one painting though, because I'm very much a beginner. Don't get enough time to do it. But I find when I do sit down and paint, I relax. And I think that's the reason I do paint. Yeah. But I still get frustrated because I can't just get that right. Yeah. And I guess that would be the story of all our painters.
Because none of us have had lessons.
No, I haven't had lessons. I'm learning as I go, learning through mistakes. And,
And you're a peer, Elaine, you're the peer supporter. You're not actually an artist, are you? Or are you?
No. That's clear. No. However, I'm hoping that out of our Uniting Communities office in Smithfield, we've actually got Michelle doing the art therapy group every Friday morning for 8 weeks. So I'm hoping that this Friday I'm actually picking a carer up who has no transport and she'll be attending the group. I'm hoping that I will get time to sit in there and actually do a little bit myself. So hoping that work allows me to get that done. So, yeah.
All right, and Brenda.
Yes.
Yes, you've been an artist for a long, long time.
Yes. Well, I was given a talent to paint, but I hadn't formally used it till 1993 when the concept of the children's books came into my mind. Mm-hmm. And amazingly, they took off. But it's been, I think, over 20 years now since then, and a lot's happened, so I haven't been painting and going through a lot of family situations and stress. But getting back into painting, I can refocus and find healings happening internally that's giving me space. Like Donna was saying, you lose your identity and your feeling of worth, and that's all coming back. But I also want to say too, people who write, because I love writing poetry myself, and I see it this way, you're painting with words.
Yes.
So you're just an artist like anybody else. You're creating worlds and expressions and feelings in depth and expressively in the same way a painting can suggest something.
Painting, poetry, it's all creative.
Yes.
All in the same category.
It is, it all helps. Did you want to say something there, Elaine? No? You looked as though...
I actually wouldn't mind. I was just thinking about what you were saying, Brenda, and also a lot of, you know, the fact that you do writing, Marie and Donna and Yvonne do painting as well. I think all these things, and I mentioned this earlier when I was talking at the opening, that it's all involving, in a way, emotions and feelings and connecting with your heart. Mm-hmm. And I think in this world, we're always having to think with our minds and concentrate on, and even in the workforce, there's all these indicators and criteria that we have to meet. It's just pen and paper and numbers a lot of the time. And just to stop and think and have a breather, and as Donna said, just to connect with yourself and express your emotions and be given breathing space, so healing.
Yes.
Yeah, heads are nodding all around.
Even the colour, even the colours you use in a painting,
yes,
have a meaning.
Yes. Mm.
You know, with people who haven't had experience, but our life is on our canvas, and if you really care to look at them, you'll see the story.
Yeah. So the invitation was there. Come to the Gawler Community Art Gallery. It's in the old station house at the Gawler radio station, so it's very easily accessible. The GAN room is upstairs, so if you have a disability, they can show, in downstairs, they can show you pictures of what's upstairs. And if there's something that particularly interests you, one of the beautiful volunteers here will up the steps, take the picture off the wall, down the steps, and show it to you so you can see it. So, but it's very, very well worth coming to. Everything is for sale, and it's I commend it to you. Thank you, all
and
you
thank
beautiful
you.
Carers and painters and artists
thank
and
you,
art therapists
thank
and
you.
Peer
thank
support
you.
Workers for being here and talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.